So, Teresa, we are walking through all the most important moral principles that Jesus gives us through the church. And it has raised a lot of questions from the people praying with us. They're sending in a lot of questions, and really too many for me to answer on the podcast. So we want to give people a chance to submit really tough questions. And I want to encourage people, if there are topics or things that we've said that you don't agree with, I'm proud of you for thinking. That means you're engaged and you're thinking, and we want to give you a chance to engage in a dialogue about these. So we have a really excellent moral theologian on our team, Dr. Troy Hinkle, and he's going to go live on our app this Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central. All you have to do is just open our Daily Rosary Meditations app, and then you'll get a notification to click when we go live. But I encourage you to send in questions on the podcast beforehand so that he can make sure he hits yours. But if you have any questions or disagreements or struggles, please join us, because remember, our charism is friendship and good conversation. This makes for good conversation. So let us begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of Saint Mary Magdalene. John chapter 20 tells us that Mary Magdalene was the first person Jesus appeared to after the resurrection. And Jesus said to her, "Go and find the brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So Mary went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had said these things to her. To be an apostle means to be sent. Mary becomes the apostle to the apostles because Jesus sends her to proclaim the resurrection to them. Just a few years ago, in 2016, Pope Francis elevated the celebration of Mary Magdalene from a memorial to a feast at the level of the apostles to highlight her crucial role as a witness to the resurrection and as a model of evangelization for all of us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
About 9 years after the death and resurrection of Jesus, in 42 AD, King Herod began to violently persecute the Christians in Jerusalem. He had the Apostle James the Greater put to death by the sword, and Peter was placed in prison. But angels set him free, and then he fled the country, probably to Rome. It was then that Herod arrested some of Jesus' closest friends, Mary Magdalene, Martha, Lazarus, Maximin, and others. Not wanting to create more so-called martyrs, Herod decided to exile them. So they were placed in a boat with no sail, oars, or rudder, and cast off into the sea so that they would die a horrible death of starvation. But through divine providence, their boat drifted until they finally landed in southern France, in an area just west of what today is Marseille. They then traveled to Marseille, where Mary Magdalene and the others shared with everyone the good news of the resurrection of Jesus, and they firmly established the Catholic faith in France. Mary Magdalene spent the last years of her life in continual prayer in a grotto halfway up the mountain of St. Baume. Prayer and evangelization, that was the life of Mary Magdalene. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The number one reason Catholics give for not evangelizing is the false idea that it's not my job. That's the job of the trained professionals, the bishop, priests, and religious, or at least the parish workers. Well, that would have never entered the mind of Mary Magdalene. She had experienced the power of Jesus in her own life. He had set her free from many demons, and she had a deep friendship with him. And the freedom and joy and the purpose that Jesus gave to her life led her to want that good for others. So she told them about Jesus and about the resurrection and heaven. Why are we so timid? Maybe because we have tried to tell people about Jesus, especially people in our own families, and they've rejected us. And then it strained the relationship. Now we're gun-shy. I understand. I've experienced this myself. So what do we do? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Mary Magdalene, I think, had a simple two-step approach to evangelization that we can all imitate. First, she spent time with Jesus in friendship. She did this while he walked on earth. She spent time with him, talking to him, listening to him, and just being with him in silence. And then after the resurrection, she continued to do the same thing. She continued a deep friendship with Jesus through prayer, talking to him from the heart, listening to him in the silence, and just being with him, especially in the Eucharist. That's the first step of evangelization, the commitment to friendship with Jesus in prayer every day. You're doing that right now in the rosary, but Jesus is probably inviting you to take another step and spend more time with him, maybe by daily mass or adoration or the prayerful reading of Scripture. Then, when Mary Magdalene was in conversation with people, if an opportunity arose, she would tell them about her experience with Jesus. Some believed her and became friends with Jesus themselves. Some rejected her. That's the way it goes. But we can do the same. We should and can commit to daily prayer. And then we enter into conversations with people and we test the water. If the person we're talking with is open, we dive in. If they are not open, we don't push Jesus on them, and we don't nag. We turn to a different topic until a better time arises. Prayer, the willingness to talk about Jesus and detachment to the outcome. I think that's probably the recipe that Mary Magdalene used. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, something happened to my back on the way from Poland to Medjugorje on June 21st. And it has been a wreck ever since. So bad that I met with a really great doctor in Chicago. And he asked, when did this start? I said, well, when I was on my way to Bosnia-Herzegovina. And then I tried to explain the symptoms. But he stopped me. Wait, why were you in Bosnia? I thought, I know this guy. He's a complete non-religious, secular scientist. So I tried to skirt the real reason. I simply said I was going to a little village called Medjugorje, and then I went on trying to explain my symptoms. And he stopped me again. Why did you go to Medjugorje? And he kept pressing. So I just launched. I told him that Mary, the mother of Jesus, has been reported to be appearing to six visionaries for 43 years, and I went to check it out. Then I went on with my symptoms, and he stopped me again and asked, well, what did she do and what did she say? I was so surprised. So I told him that the world has forgotten God and is on the brink of destroying itself with war and destroying the family, and she came to call us back to God by prayer and by repentance and conversion through the sacrament of confession, and she came to call us to have a love for Jesus in the Eucharist. And that's the only path to personal peace, peace in the family, and peace in the world. And then I could see that he was visibly moved. I was stunned. He didn't argue with me. I then said, I didn't expect you to ask. He said, I didn't expect you to show up and tell me the mother of Jesus was appearing. But then he said, "Thank you. I never get to have spiritual conversations." So I guess we pray, and when opportunity arises, we share Jesus with others, and then be detached. It's not our job to convert people, but it is our job to share when God gives us the opportunity. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I can't wait till later this fall in October when we go on pilgrimage to France, because we're going to the grotto of St. Mary Magdalene up on the side of this mountain in St. Baume, which is just this most peaceful place where she spent the second half of her life immersed in prayer. I'm really excited for it.
I can't believe, as someone who has been unnecessarily obsessed with France for a long time, that it took me so long to even find out about that.
What do you mean?
I mean, I've been to France twice now and I've never been.
What are you saying? Do you want to go again?
It just shocks me. I'm not even saying that, just that this is such an important thing, and I can't believe, again, as a Catholic, having been to France twice,
yeah,
not knowing this for so long.
It really is astonishing. Mary Magdalene, I'm so happy that Pope Francis elevated her feast to make it equal to one of the apostles,
mm-hmm.
where we have the Gloria and the Creed, and it's a big deal because she's a big deal and we haven't treated her like a big deal.
Yeah.
Now, I'm glad that when people think of France, they think of Lourdes, they always think of Paris.
It's okay. We both find that laughable.
I do. Lyon is better.
Yes. Mary's City.
Yes. Mary's City.
They say, maybe it's less accurate now, but they say Paris is God's city, but Lyon belongs to Mary.
Yeah.
And you can see it when you're in the city.
Yeah. With the spectacular cathedral, or it's a basilica of Fauvier,
mm-hmm.
that overlooks, mm-hmm. with a huge statue of Mary that's, yeah. looking over the city all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, lit up at night so beautifully.
There's one place that I don't think you have ever stopped in France, but have you ever been to Le Puy?
No.
There they have this mass, it's an even bigger, even more impressive, as beautiful as that statue is, there's a huge statue, like the size of the Statue of Liberty.
Really?
Le Puy of Mary, and you can go up into the statue, and it's made of melted down cannons.
Wow,
that's crazy.
That
there's also a huge statue of Saint Joseph. I
wonder,
believe.
If we could buy that.
I think it's pretty important to that city.
Well, I mean, everybody's got a price, don't they?
That's one way to look at it. We should get our own.
I don't know. I like that one. I'm
sure there's enough cannons we can find. We just need to buy a lot of cannons.
Our Lady Queen of Peace
has
melted down the cannons.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to get that one.
Yeah, I agree.
But your point is well taken, that Mary Magdalene is a big deal. She's very important for us. There's a great book that I want to share with everybody, all of our listeners. I always get titles wrong, so I'm going to pull up my book here. It's called Saint Mary Magdalene, Prophetess of Eucharistic Love.
Wow.
This is the best book on Mary Magdalene in English. Now,
who's that by?
It's by Father Sean Davidson. There's a lot of great books on Mary Magdalene in French.
Mm-hmm.
Not many in English. This is the best.
Mm-hmm.
I really encourage everyone to get this book. And boy, if you are listening to this conversation and you want to join us for the pilgrimage, come.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a few spaces left.
Mm-hmm.
And come, go with us to this grotto of Mary Magdalene. I'm really looking forward to this. But reading this book is a great way to grow closer to her. And then we should pray to her for a greater courage for evangelization. You know, as the world gets crazier, more people are going to be open. It's just there has to be somebody willing to, mm-hmm. share. So I really encourage everyone to get this book and read it. Draw close to Mary Magdalene. Ask her to help you both in prayer and in talking about Jesus to others. So thanks for this conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.